Hi, everybody.
It is Motivation Monday.
What's up? When you guys join us, we need to know if you can hear us, that you can see us, but we have these mics in front of us and we have a little...
put the I can hear you thing.
Jacked you know, thing.
Or whatever.
Here, let me get it on your phone so we can see what people are saying.
So my topic for the day is mastermind. Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, by the way, and you are...
Jen Gluckow. What's up, everyone?
And we are making certain that we keep up the Monday motivation mainstream.
Hey, Mary. Mary's there. Mary, can you hear us? We're trying to test the sound right now. Give us like a thumbs up, you know, talk to us, let us know. Dun, dun, dun. We are in Paris right now, and the Wi-Fi is slow. Oh, we got a thumbs up from Ian. Thanks, Ian. And hey, Mary from Charlotte.
All right, so yesterday.
Love that. Awesome. Hey, wait, let's introduce the show. Is that cool?
Oh, sure.
All right. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
All right, everyone, this is Sell or Die, and you are joining our podcast live. It's a podcast about sales and personal development, and it's the best damn personal development and sales podcast on the planet.
Correct, and we are on the planet. And today, we were fortunate enough to spend our second time with the great Jeb Blunt and his wife and his son. And we met at...
They're in Paris at the same time as us.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
On coincidence. And we learned it by keeping our antennas up. We found out that he was posting stuff on Instagram. And we said, hey, let's...
Didn't they email also for some Paris recommendations?
Yeah.
This happens a lot. People email us for Paris recommendations, and then we're like, wait, when are you going? We're here. We're going too.
So we met last night for dinner. And we were joined by our buddy, Laurent Barretta. And he put on a magic show for the entire table.
It was
table.
Really
it was
freaking
absolutely
cool.
Unbelievable.
He turned a 20 euro bill into 100.
Yeah.
But then he turned it back.
Yeah. Because he didn't want us to keep it.
I know.
But the bottom line is that we managed to talk some business. Now, think about who you would like to network with and who you would like to mastermind with without any kind of an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We met last night. We had no agenda for one another. We met again today.
Well,
we
the agenda was to have a nice meal, drink some wine.
Yeah,
and
but...
it was laid back.
Yeah, but there was no business agenda.
Right, right.
And we talked about the podcast network of Sell or Die. We talked about... Jen's going to be doing their outbound program next year, where all kinds of things are going to happen as a result of a casual meeting and a casual dinner. And we talked about our philosophies and our strategies about business.
Mm-hmm.
Did it again today and met at the Eiffel Tower, which is a pretty interesting meeting place. Anyway, there's 10,000 people there all speaking different languages. Some people are getting married. Some people are getting divorced.
I don't think they go to the Eiffel Tower to get divorced.
But it was a crazy time. And we actually began to record some videos about various sales topics. One about his objections book. But... for me, it was, we got to talk about our philosophy about business and about sales and about life without really having any kind of a motive. We just did it to do it.
So today on our show, we're going to talk about masterminds, the power of them, how to create the right mastermind, where to find them, that kind of thing. But before we get into it,
yeah,
we have a 5-star review on iTunes that we need to talk about. We have promised and vowed to read every single 5-star review, and every week we pick one to read, or, you know, our favorite from the week. So this is the Scott Morgan writes,
Muhammad Ali is famous for his "I'm the greatest of all time" line. Pretty accurate to use that same tagline for this podcast. Oh my gosh. Jeffrey and Jen deliver some of
the best, the absolute best
ideas and techniques for the sales professional, even the sales amateur, because I'm still an amateur myself. I have several years of college eligibility left. I pick up a useful dog.
Love the dogs dog outside. In the alley.
I pick up a useful red meat tip with every episode. They also make me want to get my butt in gear and get my own book written and podcast going. Thanks so much for doing this, and keep floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Now, remember, if you write a 5-star review, it's going to get read on our show. So please do it. And if you got questions today, we'll take them.
Type them in. We can see them right on our phone.
Exactly.
Here.
We're not going to answer them, but we can see them.
We see Sven, what's up? Wes is an amateur magician and I guess stinging like a bee. He's talking about a divorce at the Eiffel Tower. That's a commitment to making
a dynamite
That's
day.
That's funny.
The magician that we had dinner with last night is Laurent Beretta. So you can look him up on, unfortunately, his website's only in French, but he's an amazing illusionist, not just a magician.
Yeah, we have Can who's here. Hey, Can. Kirby, good to see you, too. You've been kicking your own ass lately.
Good.
With
so,
real estate, that's awesome.
Let me throw a couple of things about Mastermind. As you know, it is one of the chapters in the Napoleon Hill book that was written in 1937, he was more or less the curator and creator of Mastermind. And people have been using it and misusing it ever since.
Jeffrey, before we get into this, I'd really like to ask our live viewers right now, if you could share this with your people, your mastermind of people, so that they can benefit from this episode too.
Ooh, cool.
The table's shaking, sorry.
Can do that.
All right.
So the mastermind is a group, we'll define it. It's a group of people getting together to talk about a common subject without any kind of motive or criteria, to talk about success, to talk about sales, to talk about life, to talk about children, to talk about anything, and everyone adds their expertise. And no one says, well, if you buy this, you can have three of these for free. It's all about doing things for the common good. And last night, Jen and Jeb and I and Laurent talked about the business world, the speaking world, the performing world, and today
and customer experience.
Yeah,
wowing
customer experience. Yep.
And the emotion behind the sale and all sorts of good stuff.
And it was very educational, I thought.
Oh yeah,
Laurent's
it was intellectual.
Like
it was a
guy.
Fun and intellectual dinner.
Yep. And not very expensive.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see the check.
Right, I did. I can assure you it was you know, middle.
Okay, good.
But the bottom line for me was that it was a stimulating dinner because everybody wanted to add their 2 cents of brilliance.
Yeah.
Then today we decided to meet at the Eiffel Tower and record some videos, short sales videos that will probably be up on Jeb Blunt's LinkedIn page already.
Yeah.
You'll see my daughter, Gabrielle, screaming for
the... She's the star of the videos.
Well, I mean, she's... Anyway, it's hysterical. And I will tell you that it is about objections. It's about sales. It's about what you can do when you're paying attention to things and people. And it was brilliant. And I think that everybody should have some kind of mastermind. So
if you have a mastermind already, type 1 in the comments. If you don't have a mastermind, type 2. I just want to see how many of you out there have your own masterminds.
So far, there's a 1. Okay, so if you're a diehard wanting to achieve more, then surround yourself with more by getting people who are like-minded, who are intelligent, who you think you can learn from and teach something to, and get together in a non-outcome-oriented, other than to help the common good, meeting, and do it on a regular basis.
Tim has a mastermind. I love that. And hey, Jordy, what's up? Dan?
Jeb has been to our home several times. We've done everything from podcast to studio recording together, and we know each other. We like each other. We respect each other. Jen has done a bunch of things with Jeb on networking, and Jeb has done a bunch of podcasts, and we're going to be doing a lot of things together in the future. But and his outbound program, which is very successful, where Jen will be appearing next year. So there's we have common good. No one's going to say, well, I'm better than you, or I'm not. We're just saying we have some great opinions. Sometimes we totally agree with one another, and sometimes we don't. But the bottom line is it's all intelligent for ourselves and to help us help other people. You need to be doing the same thing. I don't care what your expertise is, if it's playing the violin or being a nanny. You need to get together with other nannies and other violin players so you can broadcast your excellence to one another.
Yes, and a lot of people are hesitant to get involved in a mastermind because they feel like some of the people that they would be meeting with would be stealing their ideas or would be competitive to them or would just not make the best use of their time. And that's what I've heard in the past. That's
so
a lot
I'm
going to
give
hesitation.
You a three-word piece of advice. Don't flatter yourself. Everybody has their own ideas. Yours may be original, but they also may be 150 years old. So just be aware that any help you give will spur other people to help you. That's what I've found in my life. And I give away my ideas? There's an old world thing about don't spill your candy. Morons who teach sales that say don't tell the customer too much until they buy from you. That's bullshit. What you want to do is share your wisdom so that other people will want to buy from you. Otherwise, you're a manipulative old world salesperson who's probably going to end up in second place more often than not, especially in today's world. You want to see my body of work? Go online. I have more than 1,000 columns online that describe everything I think about and have written about in sales, period. You, Jen?
So, for me personally, it's taken me time to find the right people to be in a mastermind with in Charlotte. I had a group of people when I was in New York, but I think it takes time to find the right people because I didn't want to be just sitting in a meeting room, you know, over coffee or breakfast or dinner or whatever with just anybody. And literally, I've been there 4 years now and I've just started to find my
people. The right people, yeah.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, I found two people I wanted to have a mastermind group with within 48 hours. So the minute I turned on this idea in my head of, wow, I have to find like-minded people in my area who I can sit down and meet with, not just people over the internet, because I do have people I meet with like over the internet, but people who I can sit down face-to-face, maybe not weekly, but a couple times a month, and chat with business ideas-wise, it just started like pouring in and one person knew another person, another person knew another person. So now we're all going to get together. And the key is, A, you have to be open-minded to this. Because if you're not, if you think like, oh, I don't need a mastermind, well, you're on the wrong track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first you need to be open-minded about it. And then second, just find one person and they might know somebody and start there.
The key is like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
That's like-minded people.
Like-minded and like in a giving kind of way.
Yeah.
If
you can't
you're
be
a giver,
you can't go into a mastermind as a taker, you're going to lose.
Right. And if you're a giver and you find other givers, you win. If you're a giver and you find takers, well, that's not
if
so
you have
good.
A mastermind with four or five people and you find the one guy's only writing notes and not offering ideas, throw him out of the group. That's the easiest way to do it. But I think that you're in a situation where you have an opportunity to network with people who can help contribute to your success, and you can contribute to theirs. That's the whole idea of the mastermind.
We have to say hi to a few people here. Okay. So Neil, hey, what's up? Wes, yes, the Gittimer Learning Academy counts. And also,
Tim.
If you join... Oh, hey, Tim. Also, if you join the Facebook group, you can mastermind with some of the people in the Sell or Die Facebook group. All you have to do is search for Sell or Die on Facebook, and we have a whole group now. But someone very special is here, Jeffrey. The one, the only, the great
Matthew Abrams.
What's
cool.
up, Matt?
So here's the deal, and we'll leave it at this and let this be your motivational Monday. As a diehard, you have connections and you have people that you know and trust. Make a list of them. Connect with them. Ask them if they're interested one at a time. If they're interested in having coffee with you, and just talk about the idea and see what they think about it. Mm-hmm. We have a question.
I can't do the sound that Doug usually makes, but obviously, he makes that screeching 1990s dial-up sound.
Yeah, so don't do that.
And all right, so we have a... Whoa, Jeffrey. Oh, okay, hold on. We do have a question from the...
Internet.
Yeah, someone emailed writes, in.
I had a meeting this week where I was able to identify that the person I was meeting with was not the actual decision maker. Well, that's a surprise. I was able to identify during our conversation who was, but immediately I was told not to contact that person. Jeez, I wonder why. When I asked why, I got the simple, because that's how it works. My problem is the person that I had the meeting with makes local day-to-day decisions and will be my main POC, whatever
point
that is.
Point of contact.
No. For our working relationship. I'm worried about creating a bad working relationship by not following directions, but know that I have to speak to the right person. Okay. What would be some tips to get around this now gatekeeper? Okay.
So, Christopher, you are right. If you go around this person, you're not going to have a good working relationship with them ever.
You're done.
And let alone, you might not even have a relationship with them ever.
So I'm going to give you my answer. Jen can give you her answer. Is that fair?
Yeah, go for
it. Okay. You have to be able to meet with everybody. You have to be able to meet with the guy or the woman and his or her boss. And you have to be able to do it in an environment where they're seeking your advice, because you can help them get better, do more, produce more, profit more, whatever the circumstances are. I would start to post on LinkedIn. First of all, connect with the boss on LinkedIn. There's nothing illegal about that. Second of all, try to find out as much as you can about the boss, what his common interest might be or her common interest might be. And then somehow create an opportunity for a meeting. Something of value to the whole company, especially about how they profit more. Something of value. You're not there to make a sale. You're there to create a value message that everyone would be interested in learning about. And that way the boss will get to know you, like you, and ultimately recommend that the underling guy buys from you. If somebody says, don't ever contact my boss, that's a shit situation. And what I think about it is the guy's scared that you're going to go around him and prove that he's a dork. And he's already proven that he is a dork by telling you not to go. That's how this works. That's bullshit.
Yeah, but the second he said, that's not how this works, my response would have been, well, how does it work?
Yeah.
Tell me what your process is so that you can find out, when do you get to meet with the boss? Is this guy going to pitch for you? Or are you going to be able to sit down with his boss and pitch with him? What does that look like? It seems like you need more information from your contact, and you need to turn him into your advocate by building that relationship, really giving him value, and then getting him to bring you into the boss. And so that should be your main goal right now, is making that guy your number one advocate.
I think that it's a pretty obvious thing. It's a very frustrating thing. Lots of salespeople face it. It will teach you a very valuable lesson of start higher. You didn't do enough research to find out that this guy was not the decision maker. I don't want to blame you for this, but I'm just challenging you. You probably could have found out all this information online or on LinkedIn or some kind of other social process. So what you're going to learn for next time is don't do that. But for this time, you're going to try to connect with everybody, get a value meeting together, and offer something that's not your product or not your service. And that's the only way you're going to be able to get to that next plateau.
Want your sales questions. So type, if you have a question, we'd love to answer it. Type it in the comments, type it in our Facebook group, or just email our producer, Doug, the great Doug Branson, at sellordie@gittimer.com.
Tomorrow, our Tuesday show, we have Rob Schell from CN.
He was great.
An artificial intelligence company that puts people first. Whoa. I love people.
That seems
first.
Like rare. You know, if you're artificial intelligence, usually you want the robots to replace the people. But
yeah,
we'll
don't
get
take
into
our
that
word
tomorrow.
For it. Just ask an Amazon warehouse. We're very inspired today. And hopefully we've been able to transfer that motivation to you so you can do it to your customers or your coworkers or your people and have a wonderful, amazing Monday. We're halfway around the world. We'll be back next week. We would love to talk to you, see you, perform with you. SellerDie@Gittimer.com will get us immediately in touch with you. And Jen,
until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm advising you to get out there and sell something, even if your Tour de France ass falls off.
Oh, yeah. Happy Monday, guys.